this episode, we're going to be talking about creating momentum in your career. If you've found yourself saying that you don't have the same momentum as you did pre-pandemic, this episode is for you. You're going to find out exactly how to start generating more auditions, more bookings, more gigs, more jobs, and more of everything that you do desire. Let's go. Hello, you are listening to the Love Your Life as a Performer podcast. I'm Kelly Youngman, and I am the life coach for performers. I help actors, singers, and dancers love themselves and their lives way more. So keep listening to learn how you can love your life both on and off the stage. Hello, and welcome back to episode 6 of the Love Your Life as a Performer podcast. Okay, so I have to be honest. As I'm listening back to some of the episodes, I'm like, okay, Kelly, take a chill pill. You don't have to scream as you're conveying this information. But I get so freaking excited to talk about this because I know that it's life-changing. I just have to share that I spent the last week really masterminding and connecting with coaches from all over the world to really hone in on how I can best serve my clients and you. So just know that a lot of amazing stuff is about to come because my brain is just getting clearer and clearer and clearer about how I can teach these skills and tools to you so that you can have the life experience that you want to have as a performer. Because if you haven't noticed, this podcast is all about how you can really love your life both on and off the stage. The two things are not separate. We are not different humans as we are having different experiences throughout our lives. Everything works together and everything supports our work as artists, as actors, singers, and dancers, whether it's specifically career focused or not. And so this is actually the perfect introduction to what we're going to be talking about today, which is how to create momentum in your career, how to feel energized and active in your career when you are not in a show. And it's so fascinating because especially because of the pandemic, because of, you know, the industry being disrupted for a while, I think that a lot of performers still have it in their brains that they've somehow lost the momentum that they previously had. Right? Like their career was building in 2020, and then everything just vanished, right? Think about if that feels true for you. And if it does, it's not a problem. And I'm going to show you how you can start generating the feelings that you want to have. Because I also want you to think about how does it feel when you're telling yourself that your career has zero momentum, that you're not getting the auditions that you used to, that you aren't being considered for projects, that people don't know you anymore because of the pandemic, right? And I say this because I know I've experienced those thoughts at times, right? And I hear it again and again from my clients. There is this perception that momentum can just disappear. And the good news is that actually is not true. Because the momentum is created by you. So if it feels like it's sort of dipped down or slowed down or whatever visual you're creating in your mind, just know that you have the power to turn up the heat. You have the power to turn up the volume. You have the power to bring your focus and your attention back to creating what you do want. So how do we do that? Most performers will try to solve for momentum from action, right? They're like, okay, if I want to be experiencing momentum in my career, I better get on top of my agents. I better reach out and make sure they're really doing what they're supposed to be doing. I better reach out to everyone I know. I better find ways to, you know, connect with people that are working and get my name in the circuit. And I have to go look for auditions and go to as many as possible and tape as many as possible. And you might be thinking, well, duh, Kelly, that's what you're supposed to be doing. And here's what I want to offer. That those actions are not good, bad, right, or wrong, right? Those actions might actually be like amazing next best steps. And if you are taking them from the place of, oh shit, my career is stalling, my career is failing, my career is non-existent, that the energy that you are showing up to take those actions with is going to be vastly different than the version of you who actually is connected to the success and career and the life that you desire. And the reason why this is so important is because if you aren't tapped into that energy, you're on the wrong end of the stick. Okay? So here's where it comes back into the law of attraction. The idea that we get more of what we're being, we get more of who we are being. We attract things on the same end of the vibrational spectrum. So if you're vibrating and feeling like, oh no, my career is terrible, right? You're focused and aligning with the end of the stick that represents your career not working, the things that you want being absent, right? It's all focused on the unwanted and the absent. And I want you to imagine what it would feel like if you moved to the other end of the stick. If you were really tapping into, I am talented, I am a successful performer, I'm in demand, people want to hire me. They are waiting to hire me right now. My name is already in rooms that I have not entered. Okay? And I know for me, even as I'm just saying it out loud right now, there is a huge shift inside of my body when I'm focusing on what I do want and the presence of all the things that I desire and really having them versus like the absence of them and feeling like I need to get them. I need to get them in order to feel good about my life and career. And again, it's not that it's good, bad, right, or wrong. It's just not the most effective way to move towards the things that you want to have. And it's not the most effective way to create the momentum, right? So in the example that I gave, when we're like, oh no, it's not working. I have to go out and do all the things and we spring into action. What's actually happening is that you're trying to create your belief from action, right? And we know that we need to create the belief before the results. We need to have the belief that everything you want is possible and that it's happening. That is how you actually create the momentum. That is how you create the momentum and then stay in the momentum for the rest of your career. Because it doesn't feel good. Like, again, I really want you to just consider that it doesn't feel good when you're telling yourself that you're behind, that your career isn't moving fast enough, that no one wants to hire you, that there's not enough opportunities, that you're not right for any of the shows that they're casting right now, right? Like, I just want you to consider really, truly how that feels in your body when you are thinking those things. Remember the thought-feeling cycle. How does it feel when you're thinking those thoughts versus how does it feel when you are telling yourself you're in demand, people want to hire you, you're perfect for every show, and that there's unlimited opportunities surrounding yourself, right? The second way, tapping into what you do want, focusing on what you do want, focusing on the presence of opportunities, the presence of success, and letting that feeling come into your body now is a much more sustainable way to fuel your career with celebration, with belief before results, and creating the momentum that you want to have. Because let me say it again, the momentum is not outside of you. It does not come from your agents, your reps, from casting directors or specific directors that like you, right? The momentum isn't outside of you. I really want you to hear me. The momentum that you want to experience in your career starts with you. It comes from you because you are the powerful creator of your experience and you are the one that tells the universe what you're ready to receive, what you're ready to experience. And the more you are tapping into that energy, that vibration, that certainty, that is where you get to really create the space to receive the things you desire. You cannot create the momentum from a place of hating the things that are around you, from feeling like what you have now is not enough, or from blaming the industry or having less than amazing thoughts about opportunities, auditions, and lack and scarcity of what you want to experience. Okay? The momentum in your career starts with you. Now, before we dive into talking about how you can start creating the momentum today, I want to just check in and remind you to pause, take a deep breath, because if you're doing any of the things that I just talked about, it's really, truly not a problem. It's amazing to have this awareness so that you can just be mindful of it and witness it and give yourself permission to like, oh, hold on, let me rewind. Let me like check in on my energy and let me make sure that I'm really approaching these actions from belief. Let me check in on like how I'm thinking and feeling about myself and my career before I go out to try to do these things, right? Again, the actions are not good, bad, right, or wrong, but it's the energy that you infuse those actions with that's going to either create the momentum that you want to feel and experience and see or not. Okay, so just take a nice deep breath. You're exactly where you need to be. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're going to get everything you need to know to keep creating the momentum. So what does that look like? I talked about how most people, most performers will want to solve for this through action, through sort of like sheer force. Like I'm thinking of like brunt force of like, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to put this square thing in this circle and I'm just going to make it fit and make it work. I'm going to keep whipping myself into shape until I get what I want, right? And again, the action's not a problem. But what most performers are not doing is they're not tapping into who they are being. They're not slowing down to really consider, how do I feel and think about myself and my career today? This is the number one way you can start generating momentum in your career. And again, not the momentum that's going to be like stop and go, right? You might go through that phase, but when you're really tapping into this, you'll be able to create momentum for the rest of your career. So I want you to hear me because your brain's going to tell you, hold on a second, sitting here and thinking about things isn't going to do anything. I got to get out there and do things. And like 100%. Most people resist the idea of manifesting because they associate it with, I'm just going to sit on my couch and think thoughts and I'm not going to do anything out in the world and everything's going to come my way. And that's not what we're doing here. Okay? Of course, you need to be taking action, and it's most potent, most charged, most energized, most magnetic when you're doing that action with belief, when you're doing that action from feeling amazing and feeling good. Okay, so really hear me. Slowing down to believe in yourself and tap into your certainty and your confidence as a performer does not mean you aren't going to take action. It just means that you have to be willing to slow down and connect to that energy, that vibration first. And the reason why this is so important is because also when you're in that energy, when you're really connected to your identity and self-concept as a performer of like believing and knowing I'm talented, I'm in demand, my skills are unique, I have amazing perspective to offer, the art that I create is beautiful and necessary and you know, infuses the world with my own unique magic. When you feel that way first, the energy is not graspy. It's not needy. It's not desperate, right? It's like this overflowing cup of inspiration, abundance, value that you get to share, right? And again, those two energies are on opposite ends of the stick. And they will also inform your actions in vastly different ways, right? When you're feeling graspy, needy, desperate about your career, those actions that you take are going to be different, right? Because we know that thinking and feeling, the thinking feeling cycle, informs your actions. And when you're feeling and thinking amazing things about yourself, about your talent, about your career, that also might inspire completely different actions, right? Like in the example I gave earlier, like desperately reaching out to people, feeling like you gotta like check in on your agents, make sure they're doing all the things, right? Like babysit them versus like really leaning into like, I trust my agents. If I see something amazing that I want to be a part of, I'll reach out, right? And even if you're in a place where you don't have an agent yet, that's not a problem either, right? You can be creating the energy of signing and creating that momentum too when you're focused more on the presence, right? When you're focused on having an agent and like what that will feel like and how magical that will be for you, that's how you can also create the momentum of signing an agent if you want, right? It's all the same. So the momentum comes from you. The momentum comes from the thoughts and feelings that you are thinking about yourself as a performer, yourself as a human, yourself in your performing career, your thoughts about your career. This is how you create the momentum. Okay? Now, I know your brain might be thinking, Kelly, that is like way too simple. So you're telling me I'm just supposed to think amazing thoughts about myself? Yes, 100%. You practice thinking, I'm in demand. People want to hire me. And I know firsthand that this works because I utilize this. I teach my clients to utilize it. And you know what happens? They get auditions. I get auditions. I will think about being in demand and being ready to be hired and that people are thinking about me and they want to offer me opportunities. And I kid you not, within minutes, I've gotten text messages about availability checks. I've gotten emails about opportunities and auditions. Like this has happened within minutes. And I don't want you to compare my results to your results because listen, it's taken me years of intentional focus to create the ability to receive in this way. And now I'm not saying it takes time to create results. It only takes alignment. And this is a skill that you can learn and utilize and practice. Okay, so I just want you to keep that in mind. I'm sharing what happens so that you can have just like a little bit of evidence and proof that it works so that you can give your brain an option of possibility to just consider like, what if that were true? What if I focus on being in demand, having access to opportunities, having access to auditions, and I really honed in on who I was being as a performer, an actor, singer, or dancer who is someone that everyone wants to work with, how would I be showing up in the world? And what if that's really all I need to do to become a magnet for all the things I want to receive? Okay, I really want you to try that on. And if it doesn't feel like it feels true or resonates with you yet, ask yourself why. Why not? Why not you? Why do you think it's not possible for you to create results in this way? Why do you think you can't create momentum from thinking and feeling and becoming the version of you that has those results? Why do you think that isn't true? And it'll just be fun. Again, it's not good, bad, right, or wrong. The more information we're able to bring up, remember, all of that's gold. All of the information that you discover is useful. Because you can go back to thinking, okay, is this a thought or is this fact? How does this thought make me feel? How do I act when I'm in this feeling, right? You can just start comparing and contrasting and see which one actually moves you closer, right? You don't have to take my word for it. You can do this exploration. And actually, I invite you and encourage you to do this exploration for yourself because I can tell you all the things, But until you try it on for you, until you answer those specific questions for you, that's where you're going to find the answers, right? In your own wisdom, right? So use my thoughts as a vehicle to discover your own. Use my thoughts and my belief to inspire your own belief and your own thoughts that take you where you want to go. Okay. I'm going to leave it at that for now. This is how you create momentum with your thoughts, with your feelings about yourself and your career. It's always available to you. You are the one that gets to turn it on or off. You are the one that creates the momentum and creates being a performer that everyone wants to work with. It starts with you. It starts with you because you are the powerful creator of your experience, and your thoughts are always, always, always creating and attracting what you want to experience. So know that you get to choose. Okay, I will meet you in the next episode. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, make sure to share it with a friend who is also an actor, singer, or dancer. You can also help spread the word by leaving us a review wherever you listen to podcasts in order to help people find this resource. Lastly, you can find me on Instagram at Kelly Youngman Wellness. And if you're interested in coaching, make sure to head to kellyyoungmanwellness.com/waitlist to join my list now. See you soon.